But then yesterday, Trey, right in the middle of my NFL watching is when I found out I'm not one that's on Twitter during a game. But I'll see updates every once in a while during a commercial, click on stuff. And when I see that pop up, it was a jaw dropper. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley to USC. So he really, I don't know if he meant to do it this way, but in the postgame presser after losing Bedlam, he stopped a guy mid-question. I think it was Kerry Murdoch, who's Sooner Scoop, I think. I can't remember which one Kerry works for.
Who is also just doing a really bad job of getting the question out, too.
Right, yeah, exactly. He's stumbling, trying to figure out how to ask it. And Lincoln just stopped him and said, hey, Kerry, let me help you out. I'm not going to be the next coach at LSU. At that point, it kind of stopped all other questions because you can't just start going down a list.
You could.
You could if you wanted to, but that would be a really weird way to go about it. Well, what about other jobs, coach? Are you for sure? You could have done it, but the very next day we find out Lincoln Riley is going to USC. Talk about going big game hunting and big fish fishing for the USC crew. That's a big get.
Hindsight is obviously 20/20, but the level of emotion that he showed when making that statement perhaps should have lent itself to a question of might you be someplace else in literally right, just maybe 2 days, because he looked a little bit choked up as he was saying, I'm not taking that LSU job. And it's like, why would you be emotional like that if you are saying that you're going to stay someplace? But maybe he knew deep down that all that had to do was him sign a contract, that perhaps there was an oral agreement in place and he would be bolting Norman.
Yeah, and so Longhorn fans, you can let us know your reaction, because I would think in general, it's something Longhorn fans have joked about, Trey, for years now. Every time the Cowboy situation would get weird, it was like, hey, what about Lincoln Riley? What about the Lincoln Riley situation?
Mm-hmm.
So now, not only is Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma, he's not going to be involved moving forward in the SEC that Texas is going to be moving into. And so if you were a Longhorn fan that wanted Lincoln Riley out of your hair, this will do it. There's a lot of reactions coming off of it. By the way, somebody just texted us, Rattler entering the transfer portal.
Just saw that too.
That's expected. People expect Caleb Williams to jump into the transfer portal and and maybe go to USC.
Oh my gosh, this is going to turn south for this program really quickly.
Yeah. Already today, as we sit here, I'm counting 6 recruits that have decommitted. Yesterday, it was a big-time quarterback from Cali, a big-time running back from Cali, and then 2 others. And then today, it's 2 more 22 kids that are decommitting. And so I think this is going to it's going to start happening very, very quickly. You're going to see in this day and age, all the technology – and it's funny, Trey, the kids aren't even beating around the bush. The kids are saying, hey, because of what just happened, I'm going to open up my recruitment. Hey, because of what just happened, I'm decommitting from OU. A big part of it for me was the coaches, the coaching staff, and the stability there. So, yeah, what just happened, I'm going to decommit. They're being real about it.
On the one hand, I get that Lincoln Riley was the guy. On the other hand, if you care that much about the school to want to commit to them to begin with, don't you exhibit a little bit of patience to see who they're going to be replacing him with? Unless you've already been in touch with Lincoln Riley and his staff that he's taking with him to the Trojans, and they've assured you that you're going to have a spot there.
Somebody texted, oh, you will be fine. We need to worry about our own ship, a Longhorn fan, we assume. Got to take as many recruits as we can. And then somebody else texted, Lincoln Riley just showed everyone he is terrified of the SEC. I've heard that narrative being thrown out this weekend.
I've also seen some Sooners fans suggest that he was openly unhappy about the move to the SEC to the degree that he would consider a job in a different conference where it wouldn't be as difficult to remain good year after year. And I guess if there is that conference right now, it's the Pac-12,
yeah,
which most years isn't even in consideration for a college football playoff spot.
And Trey, here's what else he's done. I'm reading comments from some of these recruits. He has stopped them in their tracks. These are California kids. We're watching now California kids going to Clemson, California kids going to Tuscaloosa, and going to Norman and other places. These California kids that were ready to go to Norman and play with him, they have now stopped, and they're saying things like, oh, this is a big deal for the Pac-12. Oh, that's a big deal for USC.
Yeah.
To get a name. It's like, really? Okay, so that's how important he was to these recruits. And all of a sudden that he could kind of rekindle this historic program in the Pac-12. It's a huge swing theoretically, and it will also have effects for guys like Saban, Dabo, Ryan Day, and others that have been grabbing these California guys. If now the California quarterbacks are going to say, wait, hold on, wait a second, Coach Saban, before I leave the zip code, Coach Riley needs to talk to me.
Yeah, that's a big deal, and it's also huge for the Pac-12, too. If he can do a version of what he's done in the Big 12 for these last several years now, you are just re-legitimizing what the Pac-12 hasn't been for a long time now, and that's a conference that deserves a little bit of respect in football. Oregon gets that to a degree, but then they'll just drop the random game to a Utah, let's say. Utah has had their moments in the last few years, but the Pac-12 has been so bad in football these last few seasons. If Lincoln Riley can bring USC back to prominence, it will help that conference out on the whole.
And they are the only, I mean, sometimes it's UCLA, it has been in our lives, Oregon, like you just said, a little, but they are the one blue blood massive brand in that conference. Mm-hmm. So what he has to hope for is that he gets the same love he gets right now at Oklahoma. If you're running your conference and you've got that name behind you, we probably have to let you into the playoff. And he'll also hope it expands. If he gets an expanded playoff, he's set.
So he had a version of that at Oklahoma as well. Now, how often did they make it into the playoff over the last... How long was he at OU? 5 years?
Right. So he made it, what, three times?
You make it three times in 5 years?
I think that's right.
For some reason, I was thinking two. But yeah, three times in 5 years. That's pretty good percentages for anybody outside of Tuscaloosa, Clemson, or I guess Ohio State. But this is a year where none of those three teams are in. So yeah, Lincoln Riley at USC only enhances his ability to get into the playoffs. There are very few programs that might do that from Oklahoma. USC is probably one of those, though.
Somebody texting in the recruiting angle again. He can't get all of them. Got to get some of those recruiting victories. And also, Trey, people are trying to figure out who ends up at Oklahoma. Somebody wants John Blake hired. you know, there's all kinds. I think John Blake might be dead. We may want to double-check that. I'm not sure.
Before. If not, you're on the hook for the next 2 weeks.
I might be on the hook, yeah, for that. But yeah, so, yeah, and somebody else texting that Rattlers is in the transfer portal. That is not unexpected. So Oklahoma is now, and by the way, if you haven't heard, Bob Stoops, not a joke, Bob Stoops is going to coach the bowl game.
Yeah.
So now the issue is, I mean, this is a, we talk about coaching dominoes, this is a massive hole that just opened up. Historically in the world of college football, with everything they have, Oklahoma is a monster job. And Trey, I've yet to hear a name big enough. I've not heard one big enough yet. I've heard all kinds of names throughout yesterday and today. I have not heard one that I think is big enough for OU.
You are right about that. But OU, let's remember, is not afraid to not necessarily chase after a big name
mm-hmm.
in finding that next head coach. And they've been great at doing that over time. Obviously, the two biggest examples are Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley. Now, Lincoln Riley was within the program. He was the OC when Bob Stoops decided to abruptly retire. But Bob Stoops came as a DC from Florida, and he had done a great job at Florida, but he had never been a head coach before. A name that really makes sense to me right now, based on all of that, is Luke Fickle, a guy who has been rumored for big-time jobs going back a couple years now.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Hasn't taken one just yet, and he's, I think, the last remaining realistic name, perhaps other than Jimbo, that LSU is considering right now. But considering that LSU is dragging their feet, you were telling me about this before the show, because Woodard is trying so hard to get Jimbo to Baton Rouge, perhaps they end up losing out on Luke Fickle to the Sooners. I think that's the guy that makes the most sense in Norman right now. People are saying Sonny Dykes' name, which makes me scoff.
Sonny Dykes needs to be happy he's going to Fort Worth.
Absolutely. Cliff Kingsbury, which he's in a great situation in the NFL, also seemed very tired of coaching at the college level. Also, that'd be a terrible hire for Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't think that'd
work. Luke Fickle is the one name right now that really lands just in terms of what Oklahoma is trying to do and trying to sustain the success that they've been showing for going on multiple decades now.
Somebody, this may be an OU fan, says, yes, on Fickle, dude is a beast as a coach. That's an interesting name. And also, he's in a good spot to finish off nicely. Cincinnati got another big win, and I mean big, like multiple score win. If they can do the same thing to Houston in that conference title game, Trey, I think they have a good shot to make the playoff. They're going to need a couple things. It would have to go really weird for them. Number one, they're rooting for Georgia hard. They need Georgia to take Bama out of the discussion. And then at that point, I think they might be okay because Notre Dame won't have a data point. And even if Oklahoma State won, I think there'd still be a spot for Cincinnati.
Yes, yeah. Alabama losing is their direct path into the playoff, assuming that they win their championship
game. They
got to
win.
Now, remember,
yeah, right.
Brandon Lang, a few weeks back, said Cincinnati will lose a game before it's all said and done. So we'll see if that happens. There are a lot of people rooting for that to happen. If I'm being completely honest, I'm one of those people. I want to see the G5 removed altogether from the playoff conversation, even an expanded playoff. But, hey, if they make it in, I will certainly be rooting for those underdogs. And if they make it in, they probably wouldn't even be the four seed at that point. So they may have a chance to win the game, too. Whoever goes against Georgia is just going to get curb stomped.
All right, we're getting multiple Stoops ideas in. Mike Stoops has been suggested. I've actually seen, on the serious side, I've seen Mark Stoops on a list or two. Of course, he's at Kentucky. Trey, here's the first time I've seen this name. How about Art Briles to OU?
Oh!
Oklahoma fans, are you good for... No?
Oh, man.
He's willing to, he'll take your call. No? Okay.
That would definitely keep the offense clicking without missing a beat.
They'd keep a lot of things clicking if they went with that idea. Josh Heupel at Tennessee has been mentioned.
Yeah, Heupel is another name that my Sooners buddy JC mentioned to me yesterday. That would make a lot of sense considering that he does have experience as a head coach at college. He's familiar with Norman, and now he does have some experience in the SEC too.
You know who else I'm hearing teams are sniffing around on? Bill O'Brien.
Ugh.
Dude, Nick Saban is a magic man. How does he do this? Rod always talks about the coach cleaning service he provides. Really? Just 1 year as the OC at Bama and all of a sudden you might want him to be a head coach in college again?
They kept showing him in the coach's booth in that game on Saturday, that Alabama game, as Alabama's offense was not doing very good. I'm like, yeah, this is when you need to be showing Bill O'Brien, so somebody doesn't get duped by him again.
Somebody else, multiple people are texting us, throwing out Kellen Moore's name.
Kellen Moore, that's an interesting one. I've also heard Joe Brady, too. See, I just don't know how either of those guys is going to properly manage a college program. Like, Joe Brady obviously has the college experience. Kellen Moore won a lot as a quarterback in college, but do those guys understand how to run a big-time program as a head coach?
Yeah, here's the other name I'm hearing, and I know why it's being mentioned, but is he really ready? Brett Venables? Really? You want his first head coaching job to be OU?
Yeah.
And I know, because what you just said a while ago is so right, because Stoops, that was his first gig. Lincoln Riley, that's his first gig. But are you sure you can do it three times in a row?
Does he strike you as a Dave Aranda type? Guy who was a DC for a while, finally got that opportunity and really ran with it. Venables doesn't strike me as that.
And do you want to go defensive or do you want to keep the offensive thing going? That'd be my other question.
If you go defensive, you have to make sure that you have a savvy offensive mind coming in.
Yeah, because you just got beat in your rival game by a team that went defensive. Mike Gundy, he went the other way.
And he still is the offensive guy.
And he's still that offensive guy. So maybe you think about it in those terms.
I can't wait to see who lands in Norman. And on the one hand, I'm bummed for my Sooners friends that they had their hearts ripped out like this, because this really does suck. Any Sooners fan that's upset today, you completely understand
totally
it because you got blindsided with this move yesterday. As a Longhorn fan, oh, my God, do these Sooners tears taste sweet?
Yeah. Well, Trey, I read the last time a guy left the Oklahoma football job by choice and then coached somewhere else the next year, 1972. It's been that long.
Is that right?
You don't leave this program. They fire you from this program. They decide you're done or you mutually decide to part ways. Nobody goes from Oklahoma to anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
It's a monster job. And so, yes, it is a kick to the face to Oklahoma fans. I was texting with one of our guys that works with us. It's an Oklahoma guy. I'm like, dude, how are you today? And he just texted back, shocked. That's all I can say. And he was just stunned.
Considering what Lincoln Riley has done with that program and how much better it was about to be, because he was really starting to bring in recruiting classes. I mean, you talked about it with some of the kids who decommitted. Top-rated quarterback in the class of 2023, top-rated running back. He had another class of receivers that were coming in, I think, in this class, three more five-stars. So whatever perils the offense was going through over these last couple of years, that was going to get corrected. it really does strike me that he did not like the idea of Oklahoma moving to the SEC, and that's a big catalyst in him jumping ship to Southern Cal, on top of the fact that, let's be honest, if you're talking about living in Norman, Oklahoma versus Los Angeles with making millions upon millions of dollars a year to do so, it's a pretty easy decision, even in this COVID era.